This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. China's National Health Commission said Saturday that mainland China had 427 new cases of COVID-19 infection Friday, up from the previous day. The total number of infections in China is now more than 79,000, with more than 2,800 deaths. Several countries, including Iceland, Mexico, New Zealand, and Nigeria, reported their first cases on Friday. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says countries need to act now to prevent a wider outbreak.
The key to containing this virus is to break the chain of transmission.
Late Friday, President Donald Trump said his action to order borders closed to some countries as the virus outbreak spread is the reason there are 64 cases in the United States. Two of those cases, however, are of unknown origin. Stock markets around the world continued a downward trend Friday on spreading fears over the economic impact of the new coronavirus. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The worst week on Wall Street since October 2008 ended with more declines for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500. The Dow gave up another 357 points, or 1.4%, to close at 25,409. In 1 week, the Dow lost 3,583 points. It was part of a global sell-off, sparked by worries about coronavirus. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tried again to calm jittery investors.
People should not overreact.
In the final 15 minutes of trading, there was a rally of sorts after the Federal Reserve said it stands ready to help the economy if needed. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is considering ways to assist NATO ally Turkey after 33 Turkish soldiers were killed in a Syrian air raid. As Edward Uranian reports, the secretary's statement came as tensions ratcheted up between Turkey, Syria, and Russia.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg offered the group's condolences to member state Turkey in a press conference Friday after an urgent meeting requested by Ankara following the deaths of 33 Turkish soldiers in Idlib. Stoltenberg stopped short, however, of offering any NATO military support to Ankara. Russia claims that Turkish forces were working alongside terrorist groups in rebel-controlled Idlib province when they were hit by a Syrian government airstrike. Turkey denies the claim. The Russian Foreign Ministry repeated Friday that terrorist groups will not be tolerated in Idlib. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is set to witness the signing Saturday of an agreement between the United States and the Taliban in Afghanistan. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be on hand to see an agreement signed with the Taliban, who are responsible for the deaths of thousands of American troops in Afghanistan. The signing comes after a week where U.S.-led forces and the Taliban committed to a reduction in violence. The deal calls for the U.S. to draw down from 13,000 troops in Afghanistan to about 8,600. The president says Defense Chief Mark Esper will also issue a joint declaration with Afghanistan's government. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Political candidates fanned out across South Carolina ahead of that state's presidential primary, AP's Jennifer King reports.
President Trump headed to a rally in Charleston, South Carolina to energize his supporters.
We have a big day tomorrow in terms of the Democrats watching, see what happens.
For the Democrats, it's crunch time with nearly two-thirds of the delegates up for grabs in a 30-day period, including South Carolina and 14 states and American Samoa on Super Tuesday next week. Bernie Sanders leads the delegate count.
We're going to win this campaign.
While Joe Biden is looking for a rebound in South Carolina that could propel his campaign forward, he was among the candidates who criticized President Trump's handling of the new coronavirus outbreak.
Like the rest of us, this virus is not impressed by his tweets.
Pete Buttigieg spoke to supporters in Charleston.
We are poised to make history.
Amy Klobuchar stumped in several different states while Elizabeth Warren encouraged supporters to go door-to-door in Greenville, South Carolina.
That is what it is going to take.
Mike Bloomberg campaigned in Tennessee, trying to attract voters disenchanted with the current choices.
No state is too red for the Democratic Party, and no voter is too liberal or too moderate or too conservative.
I'm Jennifer King.
For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.